Rock Bottom Rising by Kimberly Nixon. Narrated by Danny Nelson. In honor of my mother, who fearlessly shattered the cycle of generational trauma and gave me everything I needed to live a joyful, healthy life. Part 1. Chapter 1. November 1925. Ruby set her suitcase down in the hallway outside her apartment and closed the door firmly behind her. With $5 in her handbag and no job, she had no earthly idea where she would go. But she couldn't stay here. Sliding the keys through the mail slot, she knew they'd be found when the rent was overdue. She hesitated for a moment. Davy. Traveling without him made her load so much lighter, but her heart so much heavier. She secured her bright yellow hat with bobby pins and set it on an angle. After glancing at her reflection in her compact mirror, she lifted her chin and headed toward the depot. Ruby wouldn't miss Atlanta. Nothing but heartache and hot weather in this town. She rubbed her aching temple, a reminder she hadn't eaten in over 24 hours. Ruby entered the diner around the corner and ordered a cup of coffee and a biscuit to devour on the way. After she paid her bill, she slipped a few pennies to the waitress and counted her remaining money. There should be enough for a train ticket, a ticket to nowhere. At the station, Ruby scanned the overhead board for the next train out of town. Charleston, Huntsville, St. Louis, did it really matter? Going north would give her relief from this horrid humidity. She pulled her best dress away from her sweaty back and shifted her weight from one side to the other. A train was headed to Boyd's Creek, Tennessee, by way of Chattanooga, in 25 minutes. Given her enough time to buy a ticket and find the right track. When she was a child, her granny had told her about a rich, distant cousin in Boyd's Creek on her mother's side of the family. If Ruby remembered right, that cousin's family owned the Boyd's Creek Mercantile. She hadn't met them, but they were still kin. Until she had a better plan, Ruby would find them at the store and turn on the charm to talk her way into their home for a meal and a bed. She didn't dare go to her hometown in the mountains. Joseph, her ex-husband, owned Rock Bluff and would run her out in a minute. Ruby had no desire to spend time in Knoxville either. The many memories of working with Leon would haunt her there. Leaving Joseph to follow Leon to Knoxville had gotten her into all this trouble. She stood in line and purchased her ticket. Ruby boarded the second-class car and, with effort, hoisted her wood-framed cowhide suitcase onto the overhead shelf. Squeezing the window's buttons, she slid it open to let in fresh air, then took her seat, the springs squeaking as she plopped down. She fanned her freckled face with the train schedule, pushing away the stench of the passengers who'd sat here before her. The odor evoked memories of working on Pa's farm as a child. Sweat, hunger, and desperation. She'd bet a coin that the first-class cars, comfortable reserved seats for those with money, had no smell. Ruby accidentally knocked her hat off but picked it up before another passenger could step on it. From her seat, she could keep an eye on her bag. No other young women were traveling alone. Couples and old men filled the car. She scanned the rail car for someone who might know her and, not finding anyone, melted into her seat, her eyes fixed on the flurry of activity outside her window. When the last passenger boarded, the conductor blew his whistle to signal the train's departure. Just as the door shut, a man slid into the seat next to her, his black and gray strap suit crisp and his shoes polished. His square jawline, captivating brown eyes, and charming smile made her stomach flutter. She sat up straighter and pinned her hat back in place, then pulled out tendrils of curly red hair from beneath it to enhance her appearance. "Do you mind if I sit here? I mean, are you holding the seat for..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?